Whenever we have conversations around artificial intelligence, what I'm liking is the fact that many people are becoming more and more aware, and it's becoming more evident to many of us that this is a technology that's here to change a lot of things. Some people are using it to become more productive. Others are using it to better their businesses. Some are using it to get better marks at school. Some are still questioning the ethics of it, right? Both in the spectrum of, is it good that AI is using other people's work to get better? And then there are those who are questioning whether they should use it in order to improve their marks. Can it still be considered their work? And to what degree can you use it and still consider a piece of work your own? But these are all questions that we will continue to grapple with for a very long time. But I'm very excited at the fact that many people are now beginning to open their eyes to AI. And the developments that are happening are a bit scary, I won't lie. You definitely already know that Google recently renamed Google Bard to Google Gemini, which is Google's version of ChatGPT. And what I love about Gemini is the fact that Google is taking the approach of wanting it to be the one-stop place for all forms of artificial intelligence. So basically, you will be able to have conversations with it, get facts, knowledge, be productive, read documents, while at the same time also being able to generate images. So a form of generative AI. I don't know if they're going to go the extent of also allowing it to produce music, or maybe producing videos as well. But I can bet my money on the fact that that's what Google is going to try and do to create a place where when you land on Google Gemini, it becomes the home for every form of, for everything that you could possibly want to search for, create, brainstorm, document, become productive in, or even collaborate through. I think Gemini is going to become that. On the other hand, OpenAI recently announced Sora, which is a text-to-video model that uses machine learning to create videos based on user prompts. So you can, for example, tell it, I want to see a dog at a radio station producing a show, with the camera slowly panning from left to right while the dog sips on a cup of coffee, and make the style to be a cartoon, or you can even tell it to make it like real life kind of imagery. And you can literally just type that and it'll generate that video, every frame of that video. And this is something that is very scary for many industries. For some of you might not know this, merely for the fact that you don't operate in spaces that require you to know this. But there are industries that are centered around people creating stock footage, right? Where you go to specific areas and shoot videos, and you go within certain context and you shoot videos, so that whenever a company, for example, is making an advert, they don't need to reshoot that. They can just take that stock footage, especially for small companies. This works very well. And YouTube content creators, it works exceptionally well because it's cheap. You don't have to take camera gear and go and record people in different contexts. If you're having a conversation about someone taking out money out of an ATM and you want to visualize that with some kind of footage, rather than you just having words, someone listening to words, but you want them to have something to watch and something to visualize what you're saying, you will then use stock footage. There's also stock images as well, where if you want to use an image for a design, or use an image to create a poster or an advert, then you can go and Google search for a stock image. And then once you find that stock image, you know, I'm busy saying Google and I'm busy wondering to myself, in the next couple of years, will that still be a thing, Googling something? Which I know, if you're already thinking it, I already know that Google has incorporated their generative AI onto Google search. So that might keep Google's relevant. But the degree to which Google is pushing Gemini, it does make me wonder. Another thing is the fact that today, actually, now I think it started happening yesterday on my Samsung Android phone. I noticed that Google, whenever I open Google Assistant, my Google Assistant, to search for something or to try and figure something out, Google asks you if you would like to try Google Gemini. So I officially said yes today and noticed that the app quickly installed in the background. And I imagine that it installed that quickly because it's not very large, because I didn't even have to go into the app store. It literally just appeared like magic. And then I could use it already. For the past couple of weeks, it has not been available here for us in Africa, but now it is officially available for us. And it definitely does give us a lot to think about, right? Because you can definitely see the push towards Google Gemini. And of course, now if it's going to replace Google Assistant, remember that Google Assistant, its face was still Google Search and its user interface was very much Google Search. So Gemini is very different. It's more of a chat response. You speak to it as you would a normal human being, and it responds to you as such, as someone assisting you. And that's a very incredible thing. And I would definitely encourage you to try it out and let us know, what do you think of it? What are your fears? What are your concerns? What have you already started seeing your friends, the people within your immediate circle? What have you started seeing them use it for? I'm very interested in knowing. If you want to let us know, go on over to our social media. Just search for at I Am Youth Radio or I Am Youth Live on YouTube. But every other platform, you can just say at I Am Youth Radio, except for Twitter. We're not on Twitter. And then just let us know, what are your thoughts?
Let us see what's happening in the tech world. Firstly, the Chinese online retailers. And when I say Chinese, I mean Temu. I don't know how to pronounce that. And Shein is kicking up a storm in South Africa currently, with Temu now shipping free of charge into South Africa. I think it's a limited special. And then Shein obviously is not free of charge. You still pay for Shein, but it's not that expensive, except for sometimes your interest rates. And the problem that I have with that, or the thing that I want to share with you this evening, is consider these things and consider the time they take to ship to your door. Now, recently something exploded online about a guy buying stuff from China on Temu. I can't remember what it was, some hardware stuff. And it landed at his doorstep faster than what a big chain store in South Africa could deliver it when he bought it from them, or similar items from them. This begs the charge, why do online retailers in South Africa seem to be, I don't want to say lazy, but why do they take their time when you know that the Chinese market is currently taking over? The Chinese market is currently taking over South African items. And to be totally honest with you, some of those stuff is so much cheaper that sitting in South Africa currently, we realize, like, listen, this is a good option. This is a good idea. Perhaps we should purchase these items, because you can only buy what you can afford. And that just... I want to ask the question, and I want you to send us WhatsApps. Have you ever purchased overseas and received it in good standing, and that made you realize, this is the second question, that made you realize, I think I'm going to keep on doing this? Because as myself, I've done it, and I want you to realize two things. Well, I actually want to make the statement of purchasing stuff online with two cautions. Do it because you need to experience it. That's the second one. But the first one, and the second one is, if you start doing it, it's almost difficult to stop, because you realize the absolute convenience of it. And this is not talking about Checkers 6060 stuff, right? This is not about Checkers or Mr. Delivery or anything like that. I'm talking about some serious online purchasing with regards to clothes or hardware and stuff. And they arrive faster than some of the most reputable online chain stores in South Africa can ship them. And that's worryingly. That's the first thing that I want to mention, or the first thing that I want to talk about in Tech Impact. The second thing that I want to talk about in Tech Impact is, have you noticed the expensive or the amount of money that we currently are wasting with regards to purchasing fuel for generators and stuff like that? in South Africa, there was a online article not too long ago that some houses actually pay up to 2,500 rand a month for fuel on running a generator. Now you're going to think, ha, Charles, you want to fight the government tonight to talk about whatever is happening in online local retailers, and now you want to say that, listen, the government's not up to scratch because we've got load shedding, and that's not it. What I actually want to talk about is the following. Do we really need all that electricity? That is the question that I want you to ask. That's the question that I want you to consider. Do you really need all that electricity? I do realize it's expensive to get like solar panels and solar charging devices. I seriously do realize that. But is it really so necessary for us to purchase 2,500 rands worth of diesel or fuel just to keep the lights on and keep your plugs running? We can plan ahead, Moss, and get ahead of the curve in load shedding. That's the other thing that I want to mention with regards to load shedding. Plan ahead so that you don't get the slump. That you don't get that, when I say the slump, I mean the shock of, now nothing is ahead. Plan ahead, and when you do plan ahead, you realize, like, listen, man, load shedding is terrible sometimes, but it can actually be fun. It can be a quality time with your family because you can't watch TV, you can't browse the internet, you're forced into productivity and conversations. So, two things then for tonight on my radar. Purchase stuff online, see if you can. Second thing, plan ahead with load shedding. Life will be so much easier.